for tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A
of the Friday morning service of December the 30th, 1988. Jack Harris is the speaker of the morning. This is the Midwinter Family Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Service 16.
I tell you, my sons, you shall become one with me, and I shall be one with thee, and we shall be one with the Father. I tell you now, do not seek position, seek my face, for the greatest in my kingdom is only a part of a whole, and the least in my kingdom is only a part of the whole. Who is he that is great? He that doeth the will of the Father. Yea, he that cannot be deterred. He that is of one mind. Yea, know that I shall raise up a people that shall sound the alarm. They'll blow the trumpet. They'll speak with one voice. Yea, for all shall come before the presence of the Lord. Yea, know that all of them in Zion appeareth before God. They go from strength to strength, and every one of them comes before the presence of the face of God. Oh, yes, my King and my God, my heart thirsteth for thee. My soul longeth for thee. My heart and my flesh crieth out for thee. The sparrow hath found an house. The swallow hath found her a nest, for she may lay her young. Even mine altars, O Lord God of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed art they that dwell in thy house, for they shall be still praising thee. Blessed are they who passing through Baca make it a well of water, and the springs also fill it the pools. They go from strength to strength, and every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. O Lord God of hosts, look upon the face of thine anointed. One day in thy house is better than a thousand. I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of the wicked. Hallelujah. Now let's praise him. Oh my Lord. Glory, 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 glory to the Lord. Glory to the Lord. Glory, 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 glory to the Lord. Glory to the Lord. Glory to the Lord. Oh, bless your great name. Bless your great name. Oh, blessed be the Lamb of God. Takes away the sin of the world. Bless your lovely name, Jesus. Bless your lovely name, Jesus. Thank you, O Lord. Thank you, O Lord. Thank you, O Lord. Oh, yes. Heal all of my side. Amen, my Lord and our God. Amen, my Lord and my God. Blessed art thou, my Lord and our God. I tell you, saith the Lord, this deep has called unto deep this day. Yea, and you felt blessed by being in the presence of the Almighty, hearing the words of the Lord is spoken through channel he has chosen. I tell you, not only have you been blessed, but responsibility cometh to thee. Yea, greater responsibility now falleth upon you. Yea, I shall watch closely, saith the Lord, to see how you execute these responsibilities that I am calling you to. I am speaking to hearts. Yea, thou knowest, deep is calling unto deep. Yea, this is a sign that you have been foreknown, preordained. Yea, God has chosen you out. Do not rebel against such a lofty calling, saith the Lord. Yea, and ye shall surely find rest in your work for the Lord. Yea, ye shall surely see of the increase of your labors. Yea, and your heart will be merry. Yea, and the Lord will take pleasure in thee, saith the Lord. Yea, for I have made the statements, and I ask, who is he that can void one of them? Yea, the Lord will move, and man cannot hinder. I, the Lord, thou God, have purposed it. Yea, and who is he that can gainsay? Yea, know that you are hearing the rhema from the Lord. Yea, only being expounded or vocalized through a conduit that the Lord has chosen this day. You are a special people, a peculiar people, called unto a zealous work, saith the Lord. Do not be slack. Yea, and you shall surely be blessed, saith the Lord. Brother Glenn, praise the Lord. Did you come right here? I have a word for you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, merciful God. Deep calls unto deep. Yea. Yet know, my son, yea, that many, many there are that stands in admiration of your ability to work for the Lord, your ability as an administrator. But I tell you, my son, responsibility is increasing and shall increase. And though thou hast executed duties with masterful wisdom, yea, and many have wondered at your wisdom, I tell you now that wisdom is going to increase. I'm giving you the wisdom right now to seek me for grace. Yea, to have the knowledge to know how to rule over things that the Lord has set thee over. For it is not of your own self, but it is I, saith the Lord, yea, that hath ordained this. Yea, this is not something that thou hast done, and you'd be the first one to say this, but it is something that the Lord hath done through thee. For thou art a man of vision, yea, and without vision you would surely perish and come to nothing. You are a man of vision, and the vision cometh from the Lord, and the Lord the Lord moves toward the vision with the sovereignty of God, and you have met him with human initiative, yea, and a partnership, as it were, has been formed, saith the Lord thou God. Yea, and the Lord would say unto thee, fret not, my son. Let not your spirit be fretted, and worry not, but just continue to praise. Continue in the ministry of casting out demons, healing the sick, reconciling marriages, and bringing people to the knowledge of salvation, and all of the other things that your ministry consists of, saith the Lord. For I tell you that you are a part of the whole, and the whole is gigantic. It's bigger than that, saith the Lord. It fills the whole earth. And in the chronicles of heaven, I tell you, my son, you will have honorable mention. Yea, because of your consistency, because of your faith, because of your acknowledging it was not I, but it was the Lord. But I tell you, it was the Lord, but there was also this human initiative that the Lord thou God will always give you credit for, saith the Lord. Yea, thou hast not desired to be some big and popular figure, but thou hast desired to do the will of God. Yea, and I tell you, my son, the day will never come. Hear me. The day will never come that there will not be a people scattered throughout this nation, scattered throughout this whole universe, yea, that will stand with you, yea, that will adore you, that will admire you, saith the Lord thou God. There will never come a day that there will not be a people numbered by the word many, yea, that you will be influential over. And this, my son, puts a tremendous responsibility upon you. Yea, that you must walk barefooted before the Lord, as you so often do. Yea, that the Lord will be glorified in whatever may be manifested here at Lake Hamilton, and wherever you travel out, saith the Lord thou God, that you will be a blessing, and you will be known throughout the religious circles as a man that is trustworthy, a man that is a man of God. And I tell you, this is a very high honor that I pay to thee this day, saith the Lord, because you are my servant, and a true servant I find you, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Irma, would you come? I should have had Irma up here with you to start with, but I just for the sake of time, I didn't call her up, but I guess we've got time. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And you, my daughter, my, hallelujah, you are beautiful before the presence of the Almighty. You're beautiful for situation like your blessed Lord. Yeah, and you heard the words that I spoke to Glenn. Yeah, and you know, without being sad, that you are a part of all of it. Yea, you and he are a part of a whole, saith the Lord thou God. His burdens are your burdens. This is the way that it must be. This is the way that it has been. Yea, you are a team. Yea, and together you work. Yea, and while you may not agree on everything, on all the minute things, the big things you do, I tell you, I'm going to give you wisdom to seek the Lord for grace to be more unity than ever before. But you have walked before me graciously, my daughter. Yea, and you've done the works of God unselfishly. Yea, you have given and given and given. And this is the nature of the Almighty. Yea, you are motivated by your love for God. Yea, and you have a very special desire that all men might come to know God. You have a special desire that all would come for deliverance, be delivered from the hindrances, that they might come to maturity. I tell you, your desire reaches beyond your knowledge, saith the Lord. I do not say this in any way derogatory, but it reaches so far that it reaches beyond the knowledge of anybody alive today, saith the Lord. Yea, but pray that the Lord will give you grace to understand. Yea, what is this urgency I have? Why is it that I cannot? Yeah, why can't I just rest? Why don't I get me some embroidery and hooks and make roses? Yeah, why don't you do that? I tell you why. Ah, yes. Ah, blessed be the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No, because your calling is much superior. The urgency is much too needful. Yeah, you are an intercessor. Your prayers reaches from one end of the earth to the other. I tell you, you are destined to be numbered in the rulership group, saith the Lord. Yea, do not draw back for a moment. Yea, but press continually in. Not a day to be defeated. It's a day to be courageous. Yea, remember whose daughter you are. Yea, remember from whence you come and to where you're going and where you are now. Oh, and when you remember the blessings of the Almighty, your spirit will do a million cartwheels. And you will say, I am most blessed of the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless the Lord. Bless you real good. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, dear Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Praise our God. Praise the lovely, lovely Lord. Praise the lovely, lovely Lord. I see the angel of the Lord. I'll have to minister a little bit more. Brother Glenn, I have a little more time here. I know I'm fishing against time. Young man, what is your name?
John.
I see the angel of the Lord over you, John. It's a beautiful angel. Do you feel any special anything? Yeah. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. You feel anything down in here? You know what's happening? You are being increased. Increase cometh to you, my son. Yeah, I'm going to increase your capacity for understanding. I'm going to increase your capacity for receiving, and I'm going to increase your capacity for sharing. That is, expounding, telling what you have received, saith the Lord. Yea, great increase cometh to you, my son. Your heart has hungered. Yea, you heard I call to you with a deep voice this morning. From the depth of my throne, and you caught it in the depth. Ah, deep call to deep, didn't it?
Yes.
Hallelujah. And by this, my son, you will know that you are one designated by the Lord to walk into his kingdom. I tell you, if you've not had a double weaning, you should work on it. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
If you have not clean passed over Jordan, you better bring your heart and mind out, because the Lord hath greater plans for you.
Amen.
I tell you, you are blessed of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Oh, blessed Lord, I see the angel of the Lord has visited you. My Lord, how do you like a visitation from the angel of the Lord? Ah, blessing upon blessing be multiplied to you, my daughter. My Lord, because your heart has hungered, because your soul has thirsted, yea, you've lifted up your hands and I've just poured you out a gracious spiritual meal, saith the Lord. Yea, and you have eaten the delicacies this morning from my table, saith the Lord. Yea, you are one that knows that the Lord will prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemy. I tell you, you are not in the presence of enemy this morning in the tabernacle, but you are in the presence of friends. Yea, even more than that, of brothers and sisters. However, the principalities of the air are warring against you. And they'll war even harder now because I'm pouring into you a special anointing. Yea, but I tell you, while they war harder, you will too. Yeah. And he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. And don't you forget that, my daughter, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Tommy. Hallelujah. I see the angel of the Lord with you. Praise the Lord. Ah, the angel of the Lord is, yeah, praise the Lord, is prevalent. Oh, thou art a prophet, my son, and thou knowest these things that thou hast heard even this morning. Yea, the spirit of the prophet's heart in you has verified to your own spirit. Yea, the things that thou hast heard. I tell you, my son, you are a prophet that I shall use mightily. As I close the ending days of this age and in the beginning of another, yea, you shall often sound the trumpet. And I tell you, my son, it will be a certain sound. There can be no question as to what Tommy was saying.
Yes.
Because the Lord of glory shall give the words, and you shall be a conduit.
Yes.
Because you've been willing to do this, my son. You have gone up and down, and you have followed the Lord. And the Lord hath made a book of remembrance concerning this. And I tell you, he's scraping up his jewels now,
yes,
and he won't forget you.
Yes.
You too will be numbered among the jewels of the prophets, saith the Lord thou God. I tell you, a good thing to do, my son, is to continue in the operation of the Spirit,
yes,
that you are moving in now.
Yes.
But I'm seeing it. I am seeing now enlargement is coming.
Thank you, Lord.
Yea, but I tell you, my son, when you think about rest, I don't know. I see. Hallelujah. I feel a kindred spirit, a prophet spirit, and that desire to rest is in me as it is in you.
Amen.
But the Lord speaks demand increasing,
yes,
on both of us.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
I know that we'll be able to meet the challenge.
Amen.
By the grace of the Almighty.
Amen.
And by his grace you have come this far.
Yes.
And by his grace you will continue on.
Amen.
You will go up and down the land sounding the trumpet.
Yes,
many will be warned. Many will be blessed. Many will heed. Many will reject.
Yes.
But I tell you, my son, it is your job to blow the trumpet.
Amen.
Yeah. And it'll be their decision to make a decision.
Amen.
But I tell you, I'm not going to allow you, my son, as a prophet of God, I'm not going to allow you to be ignored.
Amen.
That means people will have to make a decision about,
amen,
you.
Amen.
Yeah. I say this by permission, everybody's not going to like you. Yeah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But I tell you, God will love you.
Yes, amen.
And the day will never come when there won't be a majority of God's people that will love you.
Amen. Amen.
Ah, you can war with that, can't you?
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Yeah. Yeah, I see you as a warrior. Great soldier of the cross. I see you moving in great faith. Oh, I see you, my, right in the front leadership echelon of a great host. God is bringing his sons to glory. Hallelujah. I believe that you are one of the destined.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. God, oh, and you being a prophet, realize all of these things, and you know that it would be really unprofitable,
yes,
to miss out on any,
oh,
of,
yes,
this.
Oh, yes.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Preach my word. Be instant in season and out of season. expound it to the best of your knowledge, and when you've used up the best of your knowledge, you can divulge into mine,
yes,
saith the Lord.
Amen.
When you run out, I'll furnish the rest.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. I'll see that the barrel never runs dry.
Amen.
There'll always be an abundance of anointing.
Yes, Lord.
All the things you really care for is what you'll have.
That's right.
See, I know from your heart that there's some things that you just don't care a lot about.
Amen.
That the world is so
Amen.
Crazy about.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because I've put a prophet's heart in you. And I've made you a man after my own heart.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you. You have yielded to my leadings. And I say, thou art a prophet among the prophets.
Praise
the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, angel of God. Praise the Lord. Praise the lovely Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, praise the lovely, lovely, lovely Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What am I? Yes. Howdy. Oh, praise the Lord. I see the angel of the Lord over you, Patty. Well, I didn't say I did see him. I do see him over you. Praise the Lord. Now you are highly blessed, my handmaiden, saith the Lord. Yea, deep calls unto deep. Now, deep often calls unto deep to you. Well, it's not even unusual for you in your own dedication, meditation, prayer closet, deep calls to deep. Thou knowest a lot of the unknown. Thou hast explored depths that many have, or the angels have desired to look into what you've seen, what thou dost know in your heart. I tell you, saith the Lord, I am imparting to you a spirit of boldness. You have been too, it's commendable to be meek, but no, I'm giving you some boldness, saith the Lord. Because you know how to handle this boldness without getting it out of proportion. You see, some of the gifts that I give to my people can be dangerous, but I know who to give them to. And I know how that you'll handle them. So I'm going to give to you a boldness, which if you misused it could be detrimental, but I know you. You know, as I knew Abraham, how he would direct his children, I know Patty, and I know how you would direct his. I'm going to eradicate that mentality of can't do anything. Because I tell you, I'm going to give you the mentality that I can do all things through Christ that strengtheneth me, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Yea, I'll give you teaching lessons, line upon line. Then many can be blessed if you just record these. I'm going to remove the spirit of intimidation. Don't be intimidated. Hallelujah. You are a part of the body of Christ. And I am a part of the body of Christ. And each of us, or both of us, is just a part of the whole. That's all we are. You're not going to intimidate me. Don't you let me intimidate you. Hallelujah. So you are my sister, and I am your brother, and he is our father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, I tell you, I'm going to move mightily in your spirit and in your heart. Oh, and there are some things. Even now thou hast been an intercessor. And even now the Lord is recounting that and beginning to move. I tell you, you're going to see God move. And you're going to recognize that God has moved in this situation. There's a situation right now that you're very concerned about. And God's moving in it right now. I tell you what, He's moving in it right this minute.
Yes.
Hello. Oh, deep call to deep. Deep flood the depths. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I tell you, my Lord. I tell you this. This prophet of the Lord knows this is spiritual warfare. Deep is calling the deep. Deep is flooding the depth. And there's a work being done right here in our midst. It's a covert, brother, work. It's undercover. You don't say it so much. But, oh, I feel it. Yeah. Patty feels it. She knows it. I know it. You know it. You know it? Praise the Lord. Oh, well, bless your heart. Bless your spirit. Bless your soul. Oh, hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
We were in the same war together.
You are what?
I said we were in the same war.
We were in the same war?
Yes.
Well, praise the Lord. Well, I'm glad you got through it. We're still in the same war together then. Where are you from?
Arkansas, right?
Arkansas. Well. Well, praise the Lord.
It's our first meeting.
Oh, well. Oh. I'm glad to meet you.
Glad to meet you.
I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll impart blessings to you. What is your name?
Laura.
Laura?
Yes.
Laura, I impart choicest blessings from heaven for you. I implore the Almighty God just to search through the pile of blessings in heaven and pull out some of the choicest ones and just shower them down on you. Now, I pray that with these he'll bring to you great understanding, great knowledge. And with great understanding and knowledge, you will need exceptional wisdom, saith the Lord. Yea, and that the Lord will teach you from A to Z. Then you will know the Lord as he knows you, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. 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 Let's lift our hands and praise him some more. I still see the angel of the Lord, but hallelujah. 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 Glory to the Lord. I see the angel of the Lord back here, the little short lady here. You mind if I call you short? Come. You're only short because I'm 6'2". Yeah. And you're 5 feet. Five, yeah. I hardly ever, you don't want me to tell your weight. Praise the Lord. Oh, what is your name?
Amy.
And where are you from?
Texas.
How old are you?
Almost.
Almost. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. That means you're 16 last month. Praise the Lord. Well, no. I just like, because I don't want to intimidate you. I don't want you to be afraid. Praise the Lord. But I've seen the angel. I see the angel of the Lord over you now. Yeah. And I see your. Just close your eyes and let me see this countenance again. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. I tell you, my daughter, great things await you in the Spirit of God. I tell you, the Lord can take you now. And he can direct your steps. And he can give you a grand and wonderful life now in this world, and much grander in the world to come, that is to come. I tell you, the Lord saith, give your whole heart, mind, and soul to me completely. Yea, meditate upon the Lord day and night. Yea, lay aside some things that are not really important anyhow. I tell you, I will direct you. I'll give you the grace and wisdom to get your priorities all straightened out. And then you will know what you'd rather do than anything else in the world. Now I tell you, my daughter, if your heart will blend into my heart, the thing you will want to do more than anything else in the world is to please your Heavenly Father. And you can do that because the Lord of glory, they will move graciously in and through thee. Yea, and all that come in contact with you will notice the difference that there is in you. That difference is my difference, saith the Lord. Yea, and you can be influential in the kingdom of God. I give you credibility. I tell you, my daughter, it would be foolish indeed to tear down any credibility that the Lord giveth thee. I know that wisdom will come. Wisdom will enshroud you. You will increase, yea, and you will grow mightily in the Lord. Yea, you can speak the words of the Lord as the Lord moves in thee and on thee through the gift of the prophetic ministry, saith the Lord. Yea, and blessing shall come, and blessing shall go out from thee. For the Lord hath took notice of your plight this day. He has sent his angel to enshroud thee. He has sent his angel to call attention to the apostle, that he might speak the words of eternal life to you. You are hearing a rhema. Go and live, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the lovely, lovely, lovely Lord. Oh, thank God, thank God, thank God, thank God forever. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, brother, sister Moody. Moody, I see the angel of the Lord with you. Hallelujah. Hi. Yeah, you know, somehow or another, the Lord gives you a special place in my spirit, in my heart. For a long time, almost since I've known you, maybe not right at first, but shortly thereafter, I think about you. Oh, I'd venture to say, I would stand to be corrected, but I think it'd be safe to say it never a day passes that the Lord doesn't bring you to my attention. Praise the Lord. I'd venture to say not many days pass that the Lord doesn't bring me to your attention. Mm-hmm. Would I be right?
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. The Lord has given us a kindred spirit, and he has given us ministry. You excel in one phase of ministry, and I operate in another phase, but it's the same ministry. And they're reaching out for the same thing. Yes. I embrace what you do wholeheartedly because my spirit bears witness, the Lord's spirit, that you are moving by the Spirit of God. And I honor your ministry. I cherish it. And oh, by the way, you remember the last time that you ministered to you, Glenn? You remember? That went away and I haven't had it again, and I thank the Lord for that every time I think about it.
Praise
well, the Lord moved on me to do that. Now, the Lord's moving on you. I see the angel of the Lord still with you here. And the word that I get is a continuation. You're doing it. You're doing good, the Lord says. Doing well. To study, to show yourself approved. Workman unto God that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Yeah. That's where he is. That's where he is in rightly dividing the word of truth.
Yes.
You know the truth, and the truth will make you free. And not only will the truth make you free, but you know the truth that will make others free. And this already is proven. You already have. The Lord says you already have a proven ministry in this field. The demands on you is going to grow. All of those that will be faithful to God, God can really rely on. I tell you, you look for the obligations to be compiled. You don't draw nothing else out of the bank. You're just going to compound it from now on.
Hallelujah.
But you're well able to do it because you have a vast knowledge of the movings of God and of the strategy of the adversary. This is good because my people need to know this, saith the Lord. Okay? And you can be a blessing to many people. And you can reach people that other ministry can't reach. It's pleased God to choose men like you, women like you, men like myself, to confound wise men and to bring to naught base men, women, to bring to naught the lofty. And that's what God has done to you. You have, Camp Hamilton has been a haven for you. And your association with Glenn and Irma is ordained of the Lord, and it's not by chance that y'all come together. I see y'all ministering together from now on for time to come. And your fellowship will increase. Your respect for each other will increase. And your credibility that you have with each other will never diminish. Because you are honorable men and women. And it is the Lord, you see, that enables you to maintain this status. Because if the Lord would take his protecting hand from off you, the devil would move you at his will, as so stated by our eloquent Brother Pittman last night. Such a beautiful truth message he brought to us. Hallelujah. Y'all are working out of, just working around out of your home and around the Baton Rouge area, isn't it? The Lord says there's a great need there. If you are well aware of this, begin to expect people's going to, already they're coming. And it's increasing. Isn't it increasing? And it's going to continue to increase. I tell you what, the Lord tells me you better start recruiting somebody to help you. As Moses recruited under his father-in-law's advice, he designated some elders to help him because loads would be too heavy for just him. And I see the time come that you're going to need some trained servants that are trained as you are, that has nothing to know. They're not wanting to build anything. They're not wanting to promote anything except the kingdom of God. And that's what you want to promote. I look right into your spirit and heart. If there was a trace of greed, I'd see it. I really don't see it. Praise the Lord. I think that you have clean, passed over Jordan. Heart, desires, will, and all. And I say in the name of the Lord that you are highly blessed of the Lord. And that the Lord has placed it where a team can work together. It's amazing. It's a miracle in itself. But all husbands and wife teams coordinate well together. But you do. Now, and you will coordinate even better together, saith the Lord. Now, because either of you has any unselfish desire. You don't want to be a big man. You don't want to be a big woman. They like to be the Moody's. Do you like that term?
Yes.
It's a good term. The Moody's. It's good. I've got to remember that. Praise the Lord. Yes, sir. You will pour out your soul unto death. Oh, hallelujah. For your blessed Savior was numbered with the transgressors. He bare the sins of many and made intercession for the transgressors. He shall follow in his footsteps, saith the Lord. Yea, and though you may not pour out your life in agony as he did on Calvary, but you indeed will be pouring out your life as you go. For your life will touch many. Many will be blessed. Deliverance will come. And many will be brought into the kingdom. Because thou hast desired. Yeah. So the Lord says, seek all the knowledge you can. Learn about the kingdom of God. But concentrate on the ministry that he has designated to you. And you have a spirit that can accept. Not everybody accepts the message of kingdom message and sonship, but you did. It was alien to you and strange, but you warmed up to it, and deep called unto deep. God graciously collected you in, and you seen that God wasn't going to just take everything you had away away from you, and you'd have to do like I do. No, he's going to let you do like you do. Because I can't do it like that. I tell you, I can't. I'm not called to. I'm not called to be an evangelist. I am called to bring a people that know God to maturity. If I'm convinced of anything, I know this to be my ministry. And while many people criticize me for not preaching salvation messages, all of my messages are salvation. Anyhow, some of those that criticize me, I've got more people saved accidentally than they have on purpose. Yes. Praise the Lord. But I move in this. I move in this ministry. You know the ministry I move in. I move in it because I'm called to it. I can. Well, I don't want. Wait a minute. I don't want to get boastful here, but I can back up and preach in any old land from no land here. To Zion. I can come from the old land to Zion and, you know, hold my own with the mediocres. I could preach some messages that would be more popular, but I couldn't preach none that'd be as prosperous. And I don't mean that material prosperity to myself. I never solicit anything for myself. Here I stand before you, never have took up an offering for myself. In all the years I've been in the ministry, I've never asked anybody for anything. Never. I've never asked anybody to let me come and preach. You wait till your phone rings and I'm asking you to let me come and preach. You will be way over beyond the kingdom. Now, I don't say that everybody ought to do it that way, but that's the way the Lord has led me. And I've stayed busy. God knows I've been busy. Praise the Lord. Well, the blessings of the Lord be on you. I just seen the angel of the Lord there, and I thought that he wanted to just exhort you a little blessing here and to encourage you and to, well, if your boss were to call you and tell you, well, you're doing a good job, that's still good. Well, your boss says you're doing a good job. Praise the Lord. God bless you real good. I'm going to close. God bless you real good. I invoke trust, blessings from heaven on you. In Jesus' name.
I tell you, I'm not interested in eating when the Lord's present. Lord, bless the food. Make it straight to us. Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.